Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature some great songs from the smash Broadway play, Motown the Musical. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson Five, the Supremes, the Contours, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye, the Commodores, Jackie Wilson, and Diana Ross. All coming up the next half hour as we kick it off with the Jackson Five. And I want you back right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake 'em down.
Contours with the classic Do You Love Me, before that the Supremes, a number one smash I Hear a Symphony, and we start with the Jackson 5, another number one, I Want You Back. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring music that was contained in the smash Broadway play Motown the Musical. Well, in that Motown play, Motown the Musical, there were over 50 songs featured. Some of the songs were only partially featured, and some were fully featured. Well, coming up, Mary Wells with Two Lovers. Well, a little more about Berry Gordy and the Motown record label now. The early 1970s brought significant changes to the Motown record label as the company relocated to Los Angeles. Berry got involved in the movie business, where he produced the commercially successful Billie Holiday biography called Lady Sings the Blues, starring his lover at that time, Diana Ross. She was nominated for an Academy Award. Richard Pryor was also in the movie, and the movie introduced Billy Dee Williams in a role cast originally for Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops. Although Motown continued to produce major hits throughout the 1970s and 1980s, the record company was no longer the major force it had been previously. Berry sold his interest in the Motown record label to MCA and Boston Ventures on June 28, 1988 for $61 million. Well, here is Mary Wells, Two Lovers, from the Motown the Musical play, right here on Motown.
Well, I've got two lovers and I ain't ashamed. I really
Marvin Gaye's classic hit, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, and we start with Mary Wells, Two Lovers. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we featured some great songs from the smash Broadway play Motown the Musical. A little more about Berry Gordy now. Some of his awards and accolades include being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988, inducted into the Junior Achievement U.S. Business Hall of Fame in 1998, He also delivered the commencement address at Michigan State University on May 5, 2006, and at the Occidental College on May 20, 2007. He received an honorary degree from each school. Berry also received the Songwriters Hall of Fame's Pioneer Award on June 13, 2013, and he is the first living individual to receive that award. On a personal note, Berry was married and divorced three times. He has 8 children, and his son, Kennedy William Gordy, had a great song called Somebody's Watching Me, which he recorded under the name Rockwell, so his father wouldn't know who he was. Well, let's continue now with songs from Motown the Musical. Here are the Commodores with Brickhouse, right here on Motown Memories.
She's got everything that a woman needs. letting it all hang out. And she's a brick house. Now all that lady stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brick house. Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon. The clothes she wear, her sexy ways, make a old man wish for younger days, yeah.
Me.
Diana Ross with Remember Me. Before that, Jackie Wilson and a song that Berry Gordy co-wrote, Repetit. And we started with the Commodores and Brick House. This hour will feature some great Motown artists and songs that were featured in the great Broadway smash hit, Motown the Music. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.